Hello, and welcome to episode number 34 of Zach's Tech Talk Tuesday. As always, my name is Ryan McQueenie, and on this week's show, we will be discussing why cloud computing might be the key factor in the ongoing race to the $1 trillion market cap milestone. This story grabbed headlines on Monday after analysts from Morgan Stanley said that Microsoft is on track to reach $1 trillion in market cap within the next year on the back of continued cloud adoption. The firm raised its price target for Microsoft to $130 per share from $110, which represents a 50% upside to Friday's close. And if the stock were to reach that $130 per share target, the software behemoth would be worth around $1 trillion. Microsoft shares surged on the day Monday in the wake of that positive analyst note, bringing its market cap above $700 billion and inching closer to the other tech firms that are currently in the race to $1 trillion. And of course, these are Apple, Amazon, and Alphabet. Now, this is a pretty interesting trend because if we take a step back, we know that Apple is in first place, but the other two companies in this race are also deeply involved in cloud computing, specifically the public cloud. So let's define a key term here before we move on. When I say public cloud, I'm talking about this kind of area that is defined as services offered by third-party providers over the public internet, making them available to anyone who wants to use or purchase them. Some of these may be free or sold on demand, allowing customers to pay per usage for the CPU cycles, storage, bandwidth, or any sort of built-on services or platforms that they might use. Companies purchase public cloud services because it is often cheaper and easier to work from these platforms as opposed to building out their own cloud infrastructures. Think of it almost as the difference between renting and owning a home. Sure, owning a home has its advantages, but added costs and burdens like maintenance make it less feasible for some people. That's why public cloud options make sense for a lot of businesses. Now, turning back to the race to $1 trillion market cap, Microsoft, Amazon, and Alphabet are all major players in public cloud computing. And even though they are each probably better known for a different, more public-facing product, of course, Microsoft and its operating systems and Office products, Amazon being the e-commerce king, and Alphabet's kind of core Google search business still being a key revenue driver, all of these companies do depend on cloud computing as a bedrock for their profitability. Alphabet calls its solutions Google Cloud Platform, while we know Microsoft's products as Microsoft Azure and Amazon's as Amazon's Web Services. The battle here is really tight at the top, with Microsoft's annual run rate estimated to be at about $21 billion, just edging Amazon for the top spot. However, we should note that Microsoft's total commercial cloud revenues do include Office 365, which dominates in sales but is not quite comparable to AWS. And then Google is lower on the list with just $4 billion in annual revenue, although in the company's Q4 earnings call, management declared itself the quote-unquote fastest-growing major public cloud provider in the world. So now back to Morgan Stanley's note. The research firm also argued that Microsoft's existing assets should help it gain an even larger share of the public cloud market over the next 3 years, citing advantages such as Microsoft Analytics, machine learning, front office apps, and core financials as ways that the company stands out from rivals like Amazon and Google. That may certainly be true, but in the race to $1 trillion, Amazon and Google are bringing plenty of unique features to the table as well. For instance, AWS has multiple AI and machine learning services, and of course has Alexa as the most popular digital assistant as kind of its public spokesperson, if you will. Meanwhile, Google Cloud Platform is now offering access to AutoML, a machine learning system that makes it easier for companies to build complex new enrollments. And of course, this is a pretty large pie we're talking about here. There could very well be enough for everyone to have several slices. Going back to Morgan Stanley's note again, the firm believes the public cloud market will actually double in size to about $250 billion over the next few years. So while Amazon, Alphabet, and Microsoft are all competitors, they also have their own unique specialties in terms of the public cloud market and what they bring to the table. And all of these companies are going to get to $1 trillion in market cap eventually, and the cloud is certainly going to be a huge reason why. So when we look at Microsoft, when Morgan Stanley making this call on Microsoft saying it'll reach $1 trillion market cap within the next year, they're not saying Microsoft is going to win the race to $1 trillion. What they're saying is that Microsoft is going to get to $1 trillion because of public cloud computing. And that's really the case for Amazon and Alphabet too. As I said, these companies are really relying on cloud computing as a bedrock for profits right now. You look at Amazon specifically, AWS really is the key profit catalyst for the company right now. And what we've seen as kind of a broader tech trend is these businesses, these solutions end up being pretty high margin businesses for these companies. And that really helps when we talk about overall profitability, and it's going to be one of the things that helps these companies get to that historic $1 trillion market cap milestone. So that just about does it for me this week. As a reminder, if you feel that we missed something or if you want us to cover a different story, feel free to shoot us an email at podcast@zacks.com. Make sure to check out all of our other audio content at zacks.com/podcasts. And remember to subscribe and leave us a rating on iTunes. As always, thanks for listening to the Zacks Tech Talk Tuesday podcast. We'll see you next time.